Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Screenworks Entertainment Internet Radio. Vivian Louise Sharp, media personality, presents Shooting the Breeze, featuring potpourri topics of life. Song, Just One Fly, featuring Vivian Louise Sharp, music by New Maniac Producers. This is a Sharp Paradigm Entertainment production.
Insane, they say this life is pain. Recognize you can throw it down the drain. Letting go ain't something you just obtain. It kinda takes a toll. When you look inside from within, think about it, would you do this all again?
Welcome.
Hi,
to Vivian Louise. Welcome to Vivian Louise Sharp, media personality, presents Shooting the Breeze with. I'll let you introduce yourself, ma'am.
Okay. This is Dr. Adeta Kunbo Borishade coming to you here in Cleveland, Ohio, semi-retired professor of Africology. What is Africology? It is the study of African people, irrespective of where we are born around the world, but we study ourselves and each other from the African perspective. So we start with African tradition, African spirituality, African philosophy, African religion. That's the center, that's the core. And we talk about what our ancestors did throughout history, rather than what someone else did for us and about us throughout history. So that explains Africology. Yes. Well, hi again, African family. I hope you will forgive my voice. I'm a little bit hoarse, nothing serious. As I said, this is Dr. Borishade coming to you today. And I'm actually announcing a new product line that provides extra protection from the COVID-19 virus when you're out and about. As we move around town, as we move, travel back and forth, we are never sure exactly when we come in contact with a virus. The regular masks that everyone wears without filters protect others from our mouth and nose droplets. But one problem is that everyone does not wear a mask. Another problem is that the virus lingers in the air for a period of time and has the ability to enter the mask that you're wearing. What am I saying? I'm saying that a plain mask protects others from you, but does not protect you from others who may or may not be infected. So that's what we are all dealing with in this new reality. Now, since I'm an elder in this new COVID-19 reality, my movements away from home are few and far between. But one thing is for sure. Whether it's in my apartment building or if it's out in public, almost everyone is wearing a protective face mask. Not everyone. But since I am also an African in America, my cultural tradition is to always look good and to be stylish. I don't care how old I get, that's my thing. Therefore, it became important to me to look fashionable while at the same time I'm taking the appropriate safety measures with a mask. So what I did was to make a couple masks for myself from African fabrics using some African fabrics with matching head wraps. But I was still not satisfied because no one is really sure of just how effective a plain mask alone is. Therefore, what I did to satisfy myself was to conduct some research on materials that block viruses. And what I found was two different anti-COVID-19 filters that block the virus. So I have ordered the materials to make filters for my own mask. I have more than what I need for myself. So my next thought was also to make them for other people. And that's what I'm advertising and promoting today. This new product line that, number one, provides extra protection from the COVID-19 virus when we are out and about. And number two, it allows you to be fashionable at the same time. So if you just want a mask with the filters, okay, no problem. If you want a matching set of mask and cap with random design, okay, fine. If you want perhaps a matching Afrocentric women's mask and head tie, or the women's mask and a bouffant type of African head covering, that's great. I've got you covered. And if you're one of my sons or brothers and you want a matching Afrocentric men's mask and a matching kufi cap, hey, I've got that covered too. So that's what I'm promoting today, this new product line that I'm producing that provides extra protection from the COVID-19 virus when you're out and about. You can place orders by email using an order form that I will send you. I will send you the order form and the catalog with all the information and pictures. You can pay through PayPal. So my email address is this, borishade@gmail.com. Let me spell it. It's my last name. That's B for baby, O for Oscar, R for Richard, I for India, S for Sam, H for Hades, A for Apple, D for Daniel, E for Edward, borishade@gmail.com. Now, Mrs. Sharp, who is the host of this show, has my email address because she has one of my flyers. So just email me. I will send you the flyer, the order form, and the catalog. Now, the promotion is out of the way, so now I'm going to give you my lesson. Let me say this. Africans in America are fighting two kinds of pandemic. One is the COVID-19 medical pandemic. The other is the Western cultural and religious pandemic. I can define both as diseases that are killing us. And I'm going to explain very briefly by discussing the defining features of African culture in contrast to Western culture. What am I talking about? Okay. I'm going to take African culture first. Six defining features. Spirituality, belief in the reality of spirit. That's what it means. Balance is number two. Belief in the value of equal distribution of different and contrasting elements to maintain equilibrium, balance throughout the universe. Number three, harmony. Belief in the importance of a lack of conflict by agreement and action, opinion, feeling, or arrangement. Number four, holism. The perspective that everything in the universe is interrelated and that all elements in the universe have some part in affecting and defining each other. Number five, ancestorism. The belief that the spirits of persons from whom we are descended, I'm talking about our dead relatives, they are still alive in another dimension or universe. Number six, humanity. What is it? The ethical view that emphasizes the value of human beings above all things, and the importance of warmth, pity, geniality, and compassion toward others on an individual and a group level, on both of those levels. Let us contrast that with the six defining features of European culture. And when you hear it, you will understand why we're all messed up. Number one, instead of spirituality, number one for them is materialism. The belief that only the things that can be experienced by the five senses are part of reality. So they don't believe in spirituality. Number two, instead of balance, there is racism. The claim of Caucasian superiority. Number three in European culture, sexism. The claim of male supremacy over females. Number four, imperialism. The claim that Caucasians have the right to rule the world based upon their claim of superiority and nothing else. Number five is a big word that we use in academics, hegemony. Don't let it throw you. It just means spiritual and religious imposition. So hegemony is the claim that Caucasians have the right to impose their religion, culture, and traditions upon non-Caucasians throughout the world. Based upon what? Nothing more than their claim of superiority. And number six, finally, instead of humanity, the sixth feature of European or Western culture is inhumanity and violence. And it is that quality of lacking warmth, geniality, pity, sympathy, or compassion for other human beings. And when it comes to this feature, number six, the lack of humanity in African culture, if you lack a sense of humanity, then we say you are a demon. And there's nothing spooky about it. A demon in African terms is a person who looks human but lacks any sense of humanity. Okay, there I have completed both my promotion and my lesson for today. And I hope I am still within my time frame on the radio. Thank you. This is Dr. Adetokunbo Borishade, your radio professor. God bless you, and may God keep you and your families safe. Ashe, ashe, ashe.
Welcome, Dr. Borishade. This is
Thank
Vivian Sharp. Thank
Hi.
You so much for that wonderful information. We love this. And I want you to come back again. And I would like for you to close us out. You've got five more minutes. And
okay.
give us a little, about 12. So go ahead and give us some more of your good information.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I had timed it. I thought I was about 25
well,
to 28
It's about,
28
it's about 15
minutes.
After,
okay.
and I'm going to let you go on for five more minutes. Yeah.
Well, when we look at the defining features of European culture, we are talking about a cultural matrix. Now, for people who have seen the movie, some people understood the underlying concepts, but some people did not. With some people, it went right over their heads, and they saw it only as entertainment. But European culture is a matrix. For those who are familiar with the movie, let me explain it this way. Ever since the 1960s, we became fully plugged into that matrix. We're plugged into it. Up to the 1960s, Africanity always stood for excellence. And sometimes others would be angry with us because we didn't have, whether or not we had, when we left the house, we were shining. No one knew whether it was new clothes or used clothes because we knew how to even go to the secondhand store and put things together because we always had this African sense of fashion. We knew how to put things, styles, and colors together. And that's unique with us. So, along with that sense of style, came the sense and the teachings of excellence. Always do your best. The teaching that you always had to do better and know more, 3-4 times more than a non-African, because it was required. And even when you were more qualified, they would still give you positions in their companies and their schools and whatever, at a lower position and a lower pay grade than non-Africans. Up until the 1960s, Africanity always stood for excellence. What happened after the 1960s? We had the Civil Rights Movement, which was a movement that fought for a better life. We were not fighting just to sit down in a restaurant beside, you know, someone that didn't look like us. We were fighting for a better life. And that's what integration meant for us, to have access to gaining a better life for ourselves and especially for our children. Some of us at that time still had grandparents and great-grandparents who remembered the slave experience. Hold on, I'm sorry.
That's okay, yes, yes.
Yes. So, The politicians tricked us what they did was to come along with a new concept. Now, they didn't name the concept. They just sort of defined it, and we fell for it. We swallowed it, hook, line, and sinker. What did they say? They said in order to really integrate in a meaningful manner, you must assimilate. Now, as an anthropologist, I know that assimilation means that you give up your mother culture and the values and traditions in your mother culture that allowed African people to survive, to advance, and to prosper for more than 140,000 years. We gave it up. And we got hooked into this other cultural matrix. That cultural matrix has become our reality. So you see African youths and even African parents dressing and acting in ways that our ancestors would have said, and not just the ancestors, the elders on the continent would say, that's uncivilized. Behaviors that our ancestors and our elders on the continent would say, my God, that kind of behavior is an abomination. That's where we are today. Because we are hooked into that matrix. Now, why is that matrix so devastating? To the point where I would say it's a disease. Why? Okay. We know about racism, and we know about individual racism. We know about institutionalized racism. So that's part of the Western matrix. So when it comes to racism, the claim of Caucasian superiority, we're automatically looking at ourselves as being inferior and looking at them as being superior. Based on what? Nothing more than they say.
Okay, wonderful.
If they were really superior, they wouldn't have to talk about it.
Okay, wonderful. Doctor, you are so interesting that I have a hard time even stopping you. We have to have you on for again another time as well. Would you give me one word for the day, a power word? Give me a power word, and then we'll go off. But I want to have one power word from you, if you can do that for me.
Not just one word.
Uh-huh, okay, go ahead.
Africanity means divinity.
Uh-huh.
Africanity means divinity.
Africanity means divinity. I like that. Wonderful. Hey. Thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate you working with ScreenWorks Entertainment, and I'm Sharp Paragon Entertainment. And how do we reach you that you want to say the real quickly how to reach you or me? I can say that how to reach me too. Real quickly, your email maybe?
Yes, our email. Mm-hmm. And you do have a flyer. I sent it to you this afternoon.
Okay.
You can send it to borishade@gmail.com.
Okay, and I'll give my telephone number, so business line, 216-272-5865, and you can contact me, email Vivian L. Sharp, no E, Sharp, Vivian L. Sharp, @gmail.com. And now for our wonderful engineer, Mr. Myron G., will give us our parting song, which is by New Radio. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Screenworks Entertainment Internet Radio. Vivian Louise Sharp, media personality, presents Shooting the Breeze, featuring Potpourri Topics of Life. Song, Just Wanna Fly, featuring Vivian Louise Sharp, music by New Maniac Producers. This is a Sharp Paragon Entertainment production.
Insane, they see this life is pain. Recognize you can throw it down the drain. Letting go ain't something you just obtain. It kinda takes a toll. When you look inside from within, think about it, would you do this?